you seen from this team and this group?
I think just, you know, the work ethic to get better each and every day is extremely high within this locker room. And, you know, when you have that level of work ethic, you know, it's going to translate into a game. And, you know, we look to get off on the right foot here.
Steve, what goes into transitioning to a new club when you've been with an organization for 4 years in terms of communication with your blue line and everything that goes with it? And you, on the verge of 30, I mean, you've been around a little bit now.
Yeah, you know, it's just a matter of repetition. The more you can practice things, the more natural they will feel out on the ice. And, you know, just in terms of communication, playing the puck, you know, over the course of camp, it got better as the preseason games went on. And, you know, even as the regular season starting here, we'll continue to get better with it. And, like I said, it's just a repetition.
Do you appreciate the balance on the three defensive pairings that will play in front of you, and how important is that?
Yeah, you know what? Our back end is going to have to be a big part of our club success this season. You know, we should have no problem scoring goals, but a matter of keeping them out of our net and out of our defensive zone as much as possible will translate into our offensive success. And, you know, we'll look to have a strong Ellion here tonight.
Yeah, they say it takes 350 games for an NHL defenseman to develop, but how does that apply to a goaltender and the experience that now you bring to the NHL?
Yeah, you know what? Every single year is a learning process. You know, I think every player is continually growing. You know, you can never say you know everything, especially in the goaltending position. And, you know, I feel, you know, this is going into my 10th year now, and I've been through ups and downs, but it's a matter of how you come out of it. And I think that grows you as a goaltender.
One season with Nazem Kadri and Jr. in Kitchener, no surprises he's still around and starting to come into his own?
Yeah, not at all. I think, you know, Nazem has that skill set that's hard to come by. And, you know, especially last year, I think he took that step that the Leafs have been looking for since they took him in the first round there a number of years ago. But I think he's got that, you know, that overall character and drive to, you know, keep taking it to the next level.
We've talked a lot over the last week and a half or so about the excitement leading into opening night. How do you manage this today?
You know, I obviously, you know, the excitement and the nerves will be a little bit higher than usual, just because it's the first game in so long that's, you know, actually meaningful. But I think you just go through your normal game day routine and, you know, try to keep things simple to start. You know, I think guys are going to be flying in their first shifts, but it's a matter of just sticking to the game plan. And, you know, I think that's going to lead to success.
You have a lot of friends and family in for this one. Is it special in that regard?
Yeah, I got my parents and sister, and then I got a couple buddies in here as well. So I know they're looking forward to first game as a Jet.